healing school. I had the Lord say to me one time, I was exercising my faith just at the ever ounce of it I had and pressing for more. And the Lord just, I mean, I didn't hear it audibly, but it, when the word of the Lord comes like that on that authoritative level, you just hear it all over. It just caught my attention. He said, Kenneth, healing always comes. Amen. Really? Yes. He said, healing always comes. He said, have you ever gone into a service where there was no salvation? No, salvation always comes. He's always here. See, we're not talking about salvation. We're talking about a person, and his name is Jesus. And he's the Savior, and he's the healer. And he is our Melchizedek, our financier. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, he said healing always comes. He said it's not always received, but it always comes. Well, just say it. I believe I receive right now. And you may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your spiritual senses can be trained the same as your physical senses can be trained. Your flesh can be trained to resist what it used to crave. I believe we better look at that. The Lord's saying something. Look in the book of Hebrews with me right quick. This is the scripture base for the mandate of this ministry and what God said to Gloria and me 50 years ago. Verse 12 of chapter 5. For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. But everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use or by reason of training, exercise and training, have their senses, talking about your physical senses, exercised or trained to discern both good and evil. Amen. Amen. Well, your spiritual senses can grow dull or be dull just the same as your physical senses can. The more you're listening, the more you hear. Because see, God's always speaking. He is not an absentee father. He's always talking to you all the time, leading you, guiding you. We don't ever talk to me. Well, why are you so special? No, he's talking to you, baby. He's talking to you all the time, sir. Amen. You just need to tune in. Now, let me ask you something. You go out, get in your car, turn the radio on. I don't understand that. Is this station XXXZ, I want you to know your radio station ain't on. What? Your radio station isn't on. I just turned on the radio in my car and it's not on. Now you know better than that. What are the odds that that station is not broadcasting, particularly if you're not getting any of them? No, they talking to you, sweetheart. You just ain't listening. Amen. There's nothing wrong with the sender. The problem is on the receiving end. Faith needs a receiver. Believe you receive, and you shall have. Amen? Faith needs a receiver. Amen? Anybody open over here? Be healed today! Anybody? Oh, be prosperous and healed today. Glory to God. Oh, yeah. Be well in all your affairs today. Way over in the end zone up there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it's the word of God that you get excited about that works for you. That word translated hope means white, hot expectancy with a stretched out neck. Boy, this thing's happening for me. Glory to God. Well, are you going to receive your healing today? Well, Brother Copeland, I sure do hope so. That's not hope. That's not Bible hope. No, that's not Bible hope. That's wishing. Well, I sure wish it. Well, it don't come by wishing. Do you know Jesus said, have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. King James, have faith in God. Well, Brother Copeland, that's the kind of faith I'd like to have. It didn't say you like to have the faith of God. It said have it. Amen. Well, I'm praying for it. It didn't say prayed for it. It said have it. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, Lord, I understand. Glory to God. Now, okay, let's get back down. Whew. There's just so much roaring around in me. I tell you, you guys could put a preach out of a stump. I'm telling you, and it's working this morning. Psalm 107:20 said, and he sent his word and healed them. Open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 4. Fourth chapter of the book of Proverbs, and the third epistle of John. In fact, let's read John, 3 John, verse 2. Now, would you say that the Apostle John is a good source to check out the will of God where Jesus is concerned? Oh, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish. Now, my Bible has a little number 2 beside that, and in the cross reference it says, or pray. Now that turned this into something, well, anything you read in the Bible, if you're paying attention, is serious business. But especially when the apostle said, I pray this. Amen. Well, if he prayed it for Gaius, he prayed it for Kenneth. Glory to God. Amen. It's receiving to anybody open. I pray above all things. Woo! Glory to God. I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Hallelujah. My. It didn't take long, but I done preached myself happy. Glory to God. Now then, let's go over to Proverbs chapter 4. This is God's instruction and prescription for receiving by faith actually anything, but this is specific instructions on how to receive healing. Amen. Look at verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. It's not good enough. Well, let me finish reading it and I'll comment on it. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they, my words, are life. You remember Jesus said in John 6, he said, my words are spirit and they are life. John 6, 63. For they are life unto all that find them. And health, and here again, there's a little number three out beside the word health. And you go over to the cross reference, and it says in Hebrew, medicine. Medicine to all their flesh. I don't care what your flesh needs, it's in the Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But now there's a situation here. My son, attend to my words. Well, of course, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Now, in the first place, attend to my word literally means put it first. Put the word of God on top of the list. I don't care what you have to do. You put the word on top of the list. Oh, Brother Copeland, you don't understand. I work two jobs. That's the reason you're working two jobs. Your priorities are off. Unless you just like working two jobs. You want to work two jobs. I mean, you know, enjoy yourself. But you don't have to receive from God. Amen. So now, attend to my words. If, you know, down in Texas, I expect you probably do here too. We don't attend to things. We tend to them. You know. Unless I'm attending class, but I when I have a job to do, I got to tend to that. And someone says, Brother Copeland, how you doing, man? I'm doing great. Come on. We can go right down here on the corner and get a cup of coffee, a cup of tea or something. I'd like to visit with you. Man, any other time I would, but I've got to go. I've got something I need to tend to. I have an appointment and I'm a little bit late now. I'll check you later, okay? It's not because I don't want to visit with him. It's because I have a priority in my life that I need to go attend to right now. When the Word of God gets that kind of place and entrance into your life, I want you to know your days of debt, sickness, and disease are over. You're on your way out right then. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, attend to it. Put it first place. Amen. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. We had just gotten... I was a student at Oral Roberts University, and we had been there for a couple of months, and we were so excited, and we'd gotten involved with Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry, and I'm the most blessed man on the face of the earth, you understand? Because Oral Roberts hired me as part of his flight crew. And my lightning fast mind caught hold of the fact that the man can't get out of town without me. Glory to God. Man, I'm telling you, I'm just, man. And so... I'm listening to Brother Hagin, and I'm learning. He's teaching on faith. We were in one of Brother Hagin's meetings, and he said, I invite everyone that would like to make this commitment tonight to stand. So we stood, and he's talking about this same scripture we're talking about here. Attend to the Word of God. And so Gloria and I made a commitment. When we see in your word, we will put that word into our lives. See, incline thine ear unto my saying. We will put that word in our lives. We will not alter the word to fit our lifestyle. We will alter our lifestyle to fit that word. And when we hear what it's saying to us, that's what we'll do. And we meant every word of it.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.